You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Browns, therapy, Monday. Get it off your chest. Get ready. Plenty of things still to talk about. It's our team, no matter what. They can't take it away from us. They tried once. They came back to life. Still our team, right? I'm going to remind myself. Jeff, I'm going to look in the mirror. I still love this team. No matter what, I will stay with them through thick and thin. I will stay. Do I need to say that or no?
Well, they're your team, Andy. That's.
I got a text from somebody who I trust today said, we are losing a generation of Browns fans. We are losing Browns fans left and right now. Because they have nothing to cheer about, right? There's nothing to. You got to give them something. Give them something, right? 31-3, that was the final. Jeff and I have kind of made most of our thoughts on the game, just the initial thoughts. Plenty more stuff to talk about throughout the day. I do want to hear from you, though. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Mary Kay Cabot yesterday, Jeff, said something on the morning show, or said something on the 92.3 The Fan pregame show yesterday about Shedeur Sanders that was kind of a changer for her. Can we play that? Yeah, a second. Let's play that.
I'm starting to think that perhaps he can be that. I feel like he's trending that way. I think he's shown enough traits now that there's something to this young man, and there is something worth building on here. And I think he's done some remarkable things already in these first three starts of his, despite the fact that he did not even start practicing with the starters until before his very first start against Las Vegas Raiders 4 weeks ago. So I think there's something here, and I think that the Browns are probably going to conclude when they get to the end of this four-game stretch, the final seven starts for Shedeur Sanders. I just have a feeling that they're going to analyze the whole thing and decide they want to move forward with him. I can't say for sure yet, but I feel like it sort of has that vibe, and it feels like it's almost kind of trending in that direction.
All right, we'll talk to Mary Kay tomorrow about that too, but she has been very much, when talking about Shedeur, the future seemed wide open to wanting to draft a quarterback next year. That's the first time I've heard Mary Kay kind of say, you know what? Maybe not. Maybe Shedeur is the guy moving forward and they can draft other needs next year, which is, I think, was a change for Mary Kay. We will talk to her tomorrow about it. What'd you think of that?
I think I've seen things with Shedeur. You've seen things with Shedeur that They make me want to think I want to see more. They don't make me think that he's the guy yet.
Yeah, I'm not ready to throw.
ESPN ranks 48 guys at quarterback this year.
Okay.
Completion percentage.
Right.
Shadur is 48th.
In completion percentage?
Yeah. 48th.
Yeah, I'm not ready to throw a franchise quarterback on him, but I am ready to throw a starting quarterback on him, which is where he's at now.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to see this thing through. And I really would like to see him with an offensive line and some wide receivers.
I couldn't agree with you more.
One that
quarterback
can hold on,
rating.
Yeah, one that can hold on to the ball in the end zone.
Oh. 46th out of 48 on ESPN. Only ahead of Riley Leonard and Brady Cook, who just played for the Jets.
What do you think the majority of Browns fans are saying right now? They just want to see more?
He's the guy.
Moving forward or the guy right now?
I think, period.
Huh.
Andy, we've been listening to people call us all season long. I think they think he's the franchise quarterback. I'm not convinced of that yet. I also think it would probably be in the best interest of the team to not try to trade up to draft a quarterback next year. If there's somebody you really, really like and he falls to you, or wherever you're drafting, because you're going to be drafting high, if you think you can get a guy there, okay, draft him. If you're reaching, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Play Shadur. Play Deshaun Watson if he's alive, physically, football-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Play Dylan Gabriel. Sign a free agent. Do something and build the rest of this football team. Unless you absolutely think that guy you're going to get next year is the man.
Larry is in Cleveland. Get it off your chest, my
Hi, Larry.
Friend. Get it off your chest. How are you?
Yeah. Man, I like to say, man, that Jack, I don't know, man. He got his own opinion. We found the quarterback. He's a rookie.
Larry, do me a favor. Larry, are you in speaker? Take it off speaker.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. I like to say, man, we got to, man, stay focused. Go get him some receivers, some offensive line, and also they need some corners. They need back. But they can get it. You just got to be patient. And I get rid of Kafaski because he's not a motivational coach. You got to stand by your player, talk to him, motivate him, and then get let him know the ins and outs. That was his call. And get rid of Judy, man. Judy got to learn to have a cornerback just snatch the ball right out of his hand. Come on, man. Next thing you know, probably end of this year, who knows? He probably be on the field. They talk about how he scanned the points. Who knows? Man, this is suspicious. A player catches the ball and he gives it right back to the defender.
All right, man, Larry, I hope you got it off your chest. Feel good. I did ask him to take off speakerphone, didn't I? I'm not. He was.
Don't worry
was
about
warning
it.
One.
It was what?
It was the first warning.
Yeah,
he's rolling.
It was. You know what? That's what today's all about. Get it off your chest. No problem. I'll listen to anything today. Lenny's in Amherst. Go ahead,
Let's
Lenny.
Not go that far.
I will. I'll listen.
Hey, Lenny.
Let's not go anywhere.
That's who I am.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, man.
I agree. I just want to say I agree with Mary Kay. I agree with Jeff. And I agree with Andy. And I'm so tired of people calling up all these football professors that all their only answer is to fire somebody. When a guy is coaching a high school football team against an NFL team, I just wish that you would just do this one thing for all the callers coming in. Ask them what coach in the NFL could take this Browns team and do any better.
Dead or alive.
Jeff, you need players. You need good draft picks. And you need a good coach. And I think we're right around the corner.
All right, I love your optimism, Lenny. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's just one of those days.
I do think there's some young talent on the defense that I like a lot, and some talent on the D. They've given up 31 points in each of the last two games. Not all on them. The offense hasn't helped them at all. Special teams haven't helped them.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I like a lot of the defense, but man, this offense is, and I, you know, you heard us talk about it from training camp. Just not enough talent, especially skill position talent. Now take a look, and they lost the other day. Take a look at Tampa Bay. Okay, take a look at Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, on Thursday, and Baker didn't play a great game. They lost to the Atlanta Falcons. But they had Mike Evans back. They had Chris Godwin back. They had Jalen McMillan back. They drafted Abuka. And they drafted Tez Johnson from Oregon. They have five receivers, Andy. Five. Who you'd be hard-pressed not to take over anybody that the Browns have. Five. Five. And then at running back, you know, Bucky Irving, they have White. They have three good backs. They use them. And I could Shadur end up being the guy? Sure. If you give him the same kind of crew that Baker or that Matthew Stafford or some of the other teams have. I mean, they have weapons. The team doesn't have weapons. Especially with the beat-up offensive line. And the reason the offensive line is where it is because of neglect. Our front office has neglected the offensive line. And they've tried to, you know, here and there do a little hit or miss or whatever. I went through and looked at a couple of things, Andy. Draft history on the offensive line, and we've gone over this before. But in the six drafts that Andrew Berry has had here, six drafts, and I know he's missed some. He hasn't had first-round picks. I know that. He's had only one offensive lineman drafted higher than the third round, and that was Jedrick Wills, first guy. And then they took Zach Zinter in the third. Other than that, they've tried to, like, you know, keep your fingers crossed and hope the guys pop. DeJuan Jones in the fourth. I like DeJuan, but he's always hurt. Whipler in the sixth. Dawson Deaton in the seventh, James Hudson in the fourth, who's still in the league, so with the Giants at last report, and Nick Harris in the fifth. All right, you went out and got Jack Conklin in a free agency, but your three main dudes on that line have been together since 2020, and that's 20, 21, 2, 3, 4. This is the sixth season that you're hoping to milk out of that crew. Betonio, Teller, Conklin. You brought in Posick a couple of years ago to replace J.C. Treader. I mean, the offensive line has been neglected. And they're paying the price for it.
I got a stat I'm going to bring up here in a second when it comes to wide receivers. Senior correspondent Ed. Senior correspondent Ed, how are you?
Eduardo?
I'm good. Well, you know, happy winter. Anyway, so I'll just make it quick. Given all the issues, what, you know, if you're the owner or the fans, what provides you confidence in this team? Management. I'm not talking about players, because management picks the players, coaches put the players in the game and all that stuff. But after, you know, when you listen, play the playback, what provides you confidence that this team is going to get better? Coaching? I don't know, you know, or management picking the players, because Jeff just said, you know, the offensive line's been neglected. So what direction, you know, you could fire everybody, but where are you going to go? You know, fire the coach, fire the general manager. I provide that question to you on behalf of Baskin and Phelps.
Oh, well, thank you. Happy holidays. All right. Happy holidays to you. Signing off, senior correspondent Ed in Medina.
Isn't he supposed to do that?
I know, but we're running out of time. I wanted to make sure you got your answer. I was looking out for you.
I don't know who's going to do it.
I don't know who's going to do it either. We need a miracle worker to come in here right now and change everything. If you're going to bring somebody in.
Ownership going to go and hire a general manager? They going to hire a coach? Andrew Berry going to hire the coach? I mean, that's I will be stunned if there are not changes at the end of the season. But I think if there aren't, it tells us everything we need to know about the biggest issue that's faced this team for the last several years.
I think I'm actually more stunned they haven't made any changes. The only change they've made this year is who's calling the plays. That's it. Can you think of another one?
No, not really.
That's it. It's the only thing. And so that's where you are moving into this. Man.
Oh, the Baskin sigh.
All right, let's take one more. Brian's in Stowe. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Fine.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Jeff. But one thing I want to say is that we're always screaming for change. And I've called a couple times. I love listening to you, Jeff. You're great.
Me too. Jeff, you're the greatest.
Yeah, thanks, he Brian. Is. He's really good.
I'm blessed to
but
be in this
he just has a sense of, I mean, Garmin's just too much for me. But we're always looking to change. It's our fault. We all cried for Johnny Manziel. And he played and he sucked. Mendoza's the only player there. We're sort of foolish to take two first-round picks and move up. What if Stefanski leaves and he's good elsewhere? And how much more mud are we going to wear on our face? I blame Haslam for the Deshaun mistake. We thought he'd pan out. He didn't. Now we have to sort of take our lumps. And I agree with your exact same your statement just recently on the line, the ineptness to draft into the line. So I'm not saying Shador's it, but I agree with the philosophy. We're already paying the guy tons of money. Let Deshaun and him come in, battle it out. And maybe bring somebody else in there. And then just add talent to the roster.
Well, all right. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep. I made Jeff's day. You feel good? I just want to make sure.
Andy, I'm just doing the job, man.
You are, man.
Some people hate what I say. Some people agree with what I say.
You're just in the room. You're controlling the room. You're good.
No, I'm just sitting here. I'm just doing the show.
Out on the grass or in the room, Jeff Phelps has you covered. Scott Patrick next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.